one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight, and we're very happy to have you join us here on our show. After splitting a couple of home contests this past weekend, the Rochester Rhinos have a big match this coming Saturday night at Louisville City, the league leaders in the USL. We're happy to be joined by Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about that match and the matches that took place in the past week. And this weekend is also the kickoff of the Barclays Premiership. We'll preview the upcoming season with Dick Howard. And later on, Michael Lewis with us to talk about the U.S. Women's National Team in the Olympics, Major League Soccer, and also this week is the semifinals of the U.S. Open Cup. And but most importantly, sitting across from me for the first time in I don't know how long, is the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Joe Redcard Sirianni, back with us tonight.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and thanks so much for keeping the show going as well as you did, and my compliment to you for your tenacity, your knowledge, and all the things that you do to keep Soccer Kicking the Grass the most popular show in North American soccer. And as you know, sometimes life give you a lot of adversity, and you have to deal with it and put aside some of the things that you're doing. Aside of that, I am very, very glad to be here, sitting across from you, and talk about, the sports that we love, talk about the Rhinos, talk about the Olympics, talk about the women game, and talk about soccer in general. The show has a very, very long tradition that we cover all kind of show. I mean, we cover all the amateur sport, the national sport, and we want to thank all our sponsors that believe in us and believe in the show. And certainly, without them, I don't know that we'll be able to do that because, everything that you do nowadays requires payment. And air, even you got to be on the air, you got to pay. So anyway, and we want to thank, our station, WYSL, for having been with us, or we've been with them for all this time, and extending to us all the courtesy that they have. Bob D'Angelo is fantastic, and he happened to be an Italian just like you and I. So as Italian, we got to give each other a little compliments once in a while. And of course, the original thinker of the show, Charlie Shano, that had the wisdom to keep this show, format the show, and keep it on the air for a long time before you and I took over. So the reason why I'm saying and making this eulogy tonight, or this
eulogy, sermon.
Sermon tonight, is just to be able to tell our people that to do the radio show, it takes tenacity and takes finance. Much like the sports that we love, takes tenacity and finance. And as I said last week, and I more than you dwell on the financial part because you're the expert in the sport. I'm the expert in knowing what it takes to run a soccer team, and knowing how to the expense of the things that really people don't know that goes behind having a team. And, I have experience. I used to buy all the stuff that we needed. I used to negotiate food costs. I used to negotiate everything, the travel cost. And I know, and some of the people think that it's an easy thing to run an easy, you know, you show up at the game, you play the game. But in order to do that, it takes a lot of efforts and a lot of people. And the Rhinos and the Flash, they need the help of the soccer fans in Rochester. Because without an income, without a revenue, you know, and without people understand, you know, they won't be, no, they cannot be soccer in Rochester. So I urge all the soccer players, and even those who play soccer, the things that they got something coming to them, the pioneers. If you don't pay, you know, if you are a soccer player and you have played amateur, professional, or the ultimate, the national team, and all of a sudden you say, oh, well, you divorce yourself, and the team, they extend the courtesy to let you in for nothing. Once in a while, you got to pay. Okay, so those are the things that I've been not fortunate, but I believe, and I buy myself a season pass every year since the Rhinos been in existence.
That's right. I take my hat off to you, Joe, because you could go and you could get into the games with your press credential, yeah. But you don't. You sit. You buy your own ticket. You sit with your family, yeah, right behind the Rhinos and Flash bench. So,
the reason I'm saying that is because, you know, if you believe in soccer, if you want to have soccer in Rochester, then you gotta attend the games. So they're not very expensive. They have a lot of packages that you can go there and, you know, and enjoy the game. And if you look at the Olympics, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit more, you see all the people that are there. I mean, and if you look at the MLS, and if you look at the national sports, the national team, they draw. I mean, the women, they draw a lot. And because people believe in the sports, that's all. Well, enough for me, Andrew. So,
the views expressed by Joe Sirianni in this case, I think, are echoed by most people who support soccer. So, again, we want to mention the Western New York Flash. They're on hiatus right now with the Olympics. They'll be back in action on the 27th against the Houston Dash. That means Carly Lloyd, the Women's Player of the Year, who's tearing it up in the Olympics right now. Morgan Bryan, another member of the U.S. national team. Lydia Williams, who's with the Australian national team, playing in the Olympics right now. Many other great players will be coming to town. It's the annual Pink Game. Right now you can get a ticket for the game and a limited edition pink t-shirt from the Flash for $20, and there's only 50 left. So you order by Wednesday to guarantee the size you want, and all the proceeds will go to the Cancer Couch, a great place to donate, to support cancer research. So the number to call is 271-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Rhinos are in action on next Saturday, the 20th, at home against Pittsburgh. It's a game sponsored by Golisano Children's Hospital to benefit their charities. There's going to be, the mascots are going to be there, the superheroes are going to be there, so you've got a lot of great things for the kids to come out to for this match against Pittsburgh. So bring the whole family out. That's next Saturday at 6:00. We also want to mention of the Italians. We want, yeah, to support the Italians, because if it wasn't for the Italian American Sport Club, there wouldn't be any soccer in Rochester,
exactly,
professional soccer, because they're the pioneers who started the Rochester Lancers. And something very special next weekend is happening at the Italian American Sport Club, something they've never done before, first time ever.
Right.
A new festival for the Italians. It's the Ferragosto celebration, the holidays in honor of Emperor Augustus. And this will take place Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the club at 1250 Buffalo Road. They're going to have a lot of different music going on, a lot of Italian bands. Of course, there'll be more food than you could possibly imagine.
Unbelievable food, that's all.
Great, great food, beer and wine. And you get to go in, you get admission for $5 every day. And it runs all day Friday, 4 to 11 on Friday, 1 to 11 on Saturday, and 1 to 7 on Sunday. So if you want more information, go to the Italian American Sport Club site, IASCRochester.org, or call Reno Alfieri. If you want to get tickets, you can go to the sport club.
Right. They have tickets available They can call, the club, but they can call me. They can call anybody.
Yeah, the number to call at the club is 454-9160.
Right.
454-464.
Yeah. 464.
464-9160. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But again, we encourage everyone to go out to the Ferragosto celebration. We'll have more about that next week. We also want to mention that breaking news here for all you Western New York Flash fans, and we'll give the number again later, Joe. Western New York Flash fans, breaking news. As many of you saw in the Olympics, the captain of the New Zealand national team and also the captain of Flash, Abby Ersegg, was red carded in their last match, and it was a very poor decision. Well, justice has been served. They've rescinded the red card, so Abby can play in the final group match for New Zealand coming up tomorrow, a very important match for the Football Ferns as they try to make it into the knockout stage. So
it was a heck of a game.
And all the women's matches will be taking place tomorrow. We'll be talking more about that with Michael Lewis. Of course, the U.S. takes on Colombia tomorrow. We're going to take our first break now on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will speak with Dick Howard. We'll talk about the start of the English Premier season. We'll also talk about the Men's Olympics. Boy, if I'm Brazilian right now, I'm crying because they're really stinking up the joint. And we'll talk about that. And also, boy, what a great performance by another Italian, Sebastian Giovinco. What a player he is for Toronto FC. We'll talk about that with Dick Howard next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Western New York Flash return from the Olympic break and play their final home match of the season on Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. internationals Morgan Bryan and FIFA World Player of the Year Carly Lloyd. It's the annual Project Pink match where the Flash will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the match, with the proceeds going to support breast cancer research. Get your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK or go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos go on the road for a very important match this Saturday night against the USL leaders Louisville City, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Go to USLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return home next Saturday, August 20th at 6 p.m. to take on Pittsburgh on Golisano Children's Hospital Night, supporting the hospital's Give to Kids campaign. Bring the entire family to meet all of your favorite mascots and superheroes at the match. Purchase your Rhinos tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates, right off the 390 Expressway in a little medical building right there, and across the street from the what used to be the Diplomat. Well, it's still a Diplomat,
it's
party
still the
house.
Diplomat, yes.
And the number to call for a consultation or to make an appointment to get your teeth cleaned and get things checked out, 328-3382, or davidolivodmd.com is the interactive website, and we appreciate all of the effort and the support that Dr. Olivo and his practice have given Socrates Kick in the Grass for the last number of years.
And I appreciate Roseanne because she's so very nice. She's so courteous. She's a receptionist, but the girls that do the oral cleaning of your teeth, great.
She runs the office.
Yeah, she runs the office. She's everything.
That's right. And she's been there for many, many years. Yep. Because I've been going to that practice since I was 3 years old, so whether it was previous dentist. But anyway, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, the title sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick Howard is with us right now. Dick, how are things up in Toronto?
Hot and steamy, Andrew.
Oh, sounds like Rio.
That's right. Thank goodness for air conditioning is what Bob was saying when I tuned in earlier tonight.
Absolutely. We always thank goodness for the carrier company and everyone else who made air conditioning. But I don't know how hot it's going to be over in England, but things are heating up as they get ready to start the Premier League. And, boy, there's just so much to talk about. One thing I want to mention, though, at the very beginning, there's some interesting rule changes that happen in the league. The biggest one, which I think is long overdue, is that there's going to be a lot more scrutiny paid to players who are going to show disrespect to the officials. In other words, going after the official, getting in a group, trying to get the official to referee to change his mind on a call. Or
intimidation, that's what
you call intimidation. There's going to be cards, there's going to be suspensions, and hopefully, Dick, that's going to help to stop.
Clean the game up.
Yeah, and the referees don't. I mean, they make mistakes, but it's one man, and if you're surrounded by
22 players,
it makes it very difficult. So I'm glad to see that's happening.
It's certainly something that has to be implemented, and the key thing, of course, is the consistency. But I'm looking forward. It's the 25th season of what is now called the Premier League. There's no branding, no sponsor, just simply known as the Premier League, and given all the signings, the high-priced players, you need quality officiating, and I'm glad that it's been addressed. Obviously, before the season, you have visits to league clubs, and you know the lines of communication are there, but still in the heat of battle after games, we have seen in this past season many coaches being very critical of the match officials. And as Joe has said on many occasions, and I agree with him 100%, the referee is just like a player. They make mistakes, and players make mistakes, and we should appreciate that fact.
Yeah, well, you know, I believe wholeheartedly that as human beings, we all make mistakes every day of our life. And, you know, the old profession and the old adage that's been used, that you as a goalkeeper, I remember when in your playing days, if you made a mistake, you know, you were the GOAT, but you can become either the hero or the GOAT. But the rest of the players, including the forward, they can kick the ball 50 feet up in the air, and nobody says nothing. But when the goalie makes a mistake, you know, it's so evident. And
the net always stops the ball, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
That's for sure.
I know.
If the goalkeeper can't stop it, the net will stop it.
Yeah. Well, Dick, one of the things that I know a lot of people are looking forward to, not just with play on the field, but what's going to be going on the bench with the coaches. There's so many new coaches and high-profile coaches in the league this year. And they've already started talking about number one thing to look out for, according to The Guardian, Manchester manager wars, Pep Guardiola and Jose Mourinho renewing their rivalry, which started in the La Liga with Barcelona and Real Madrid, and now it's Manchester City and Manchester United. And, of course, Joe wants to talk about the Italian coaches. We've got Ranieri and Antonio Conte at Chelsea. And you've got David Moyes at Sunderland. You've got Ronald Koeman. You've got Arsene Wenger. Is this his last year with Arsenal? I mean, there's just the coaches are going to have a lot of scrutiny and certainly get a lot of attention this year, maybe more than other years.
Certainly, yeah, it's a case that you've mentioned, and coaches from all over the world, and it will be interesting to see how, you know, they adapt to the Premier League, because it's a lot different to if they've been coaching all the time, such as a Walter Mazzarri in Italian football. But Southampton and Watford, Claude Puel is a very experienced French coach, and Walter Mazzarri, both debutant coaches in the Premier League. But I'm interested in, you know, obviously with my allegiance, and I wear it on my heart, of course, is Everton, and seeing David Moyes back into the thing of things at the moment, although he's got a tough start to his career as the manager of Sunderland with a trip to Manchester City.
That's the late match, the early match on Saturday. The early match is the defending champions, Leicester City, traveling to the returning Hull City, a team that is in complete disarray right now with no permanent coach, no new player signings. And the hot rumor right now, and I mentioned this to Joe, and he was shocked to hear it, is the name Roberto Mancini is being thrown around, as he was no longer the coach at Inter, and they're trying to get him to come to Hull City, which certainly would be a major signing if that happens.
Well, it certainly, something has to be done, because, you know, with the departure of Steve Bruce and Mike Freeland just taking over as a temporary manager and lack of money for player signings, it could be quite an easy game for Leicester City, who showed flashes of, you know, what they're going to be like in the Community Shield. Of course, they lost to that Ibrahimovic header, but they're still going to be in contention. But how many others, Andrew, Joe? Jeez, there's any one of six or seven teams that could come up with the top spot.
Yep. Well, you know, one of the things that I was amazed at that in talking about the financial part, if the whole city has no money, Mancini won't go there, because he demands high. It depends a lot of money.
Well, they have money. They just don't have a coach. Arsène Malam is the owner, and he spent a lot of money to bring Hull back into the Premiership. But they need to do something, because right now the fans are up in arms, and it could be a tough start. And you know, if you get a tough start in the league, look at what happened with Chelsea last year. It's hard to come back, and you know, you don't want it to be one and done, if at all possible. Burnley and Middlesbrough are coming up as well. But as you mentioned, Dick, there's a number, any number, okay, maybe a seven or eight teams have got a chance at the start here. You know, you don't want to forget Arsenal, of course. Liverpool made a statement. They blasted Barcelona over the weekend 4-0.
That got the fans talking. Jeez, what a win that was.
You got them, and you got Tottenham Hotspur, who was right near the top last year. They'll open against Everton on Saturday. I'm hoping my boys in blue will be doing something with Conte. We'll see how that goes. And it's just going to be a great league, and looking forward to the start on the weekend. So we'll be talking about this throughout the whole next 9 months or so.
I am becoming a fan of your team, because you know why.
Because of Antonio Conte.
So from now on, we call it the Blues. Our team in England.
I knew I would be able to convert him, Dick. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
But Dick, the other big news that's going on right now, the Olympic Games, and you know, I'm the Brazilian fans have got to be just up in arms right now with the way their men's team is playing. They are just stinking up the joint, as I said earlier. And I saw a picture somebody posted on Twitter. It was a little boy who had a number 10 Brazil shirt on. He crossed off the name Neymar and put the name Marta. And that about tells you what's going on with Brazil. They need a win.
Well,
if
two
they don't
scoreless
win...
games, and now a lot of pressure in that final game against Denmark to see if they continue in the competition. But one thing that did sadden me, and I'm sure you felt the same way as I did, that Pelé was slated to light the flame, couldn't because of various medical problems that he's encountering at the present time. So we certainly wish him a speedy recovery, and hopefully he'll appear in the closing ceremonies. But I was really saddened because I always enjoy the opening ceremonies and lighting the flame and seeing Muhammad Ali, you know, do it. I thought, well, this is perfect for Pelé, and I think he was slated to do it apart from the fact that he had these medical conditions. So speedy recovery at San Arantes.
You're at 75, I believe.
My age is
he is 75 18, years 18, young, yep.
Yep. He's younger than me.
Well, one good thing is, though, that the Olympic flag, when it was carried in, one of the people that carried it in was Marta. So football had
And she's certainly doing well with the women's team. It's going to be very interesting, I think, the women's tournament, because the U.S. has started off with a very good win over a very talented French team. Canada is still in contention. You know, they had two wins the first two games. Good win against Australia with 10 men. Or 10 players, and then an easy win over Zimbabwe, 3-1. So there you've got a game tomorrow against Germany, but they certainly will progress in the tournament. But the U.S. obviously heavily favored in the women's tournament.
As a goalkeeper, I want you to comment on Hope Solo, a composure, when every time she touched the ball, everybody booed her. I mean, what would you do? How much you think that affected her, if any, and how strong she, how well she posed, not to resist it, not to give away to the booze?
Well, she's certainly outspoken, isn't she, Hope Solo? A talented goalkeeper and certainly a remarkable record with the national team. At times, I don't agree with all the statements she makes, but she's certainly a very talented goalkeeper. And the U.S., if they're going to progress in the tournament, need her to be at the top of her game.
Well, so far the U.S. have not given up a goal. And I think after the first match against New Zealand, she flashed a little 7-1 symbol at the Brazilian fans. So, you know, she's not going to take... They're chanting Zika at her every time she touches the ball. And we're going to talk more about this with Michael Lewis, because that chant is now being used against other U.S. athletes, and I just think it's very low class by the Brazilians, and they're not doing too well right now in the Olympics. Marta's pretty much been their big star right now, which is not surprising. But, Dick, I want to also mention a couple of Italians doing very well up in Canada right now. Mr. Giovinco, another hat trick. And just some brilliant
Unbelievable.
Goals.
I tell you, he's playing with so much confidence at the moment. And that none of his three goals were free kicks, which is one of his ways that he puts his name on the score sheet. But he's certainly playing with a lot of confidence at the present time. Michael Bradley's back fit again. And Altidore has been featured in the last few games. So that's good that the injured players are getting fit and they're in a strong second position, you know, in the MLS, so hoping for big things for Toronto. And hopefully big things. I know you're going to be talking to Coach very shortly. I wish Bob Lilly and the team all the best in their trip to Louisville. Big game coming up, obviously, this coming weekend.
It's going to be a very important match. We'll talk to Bob Lilly in just a minute. We also want to mention another Italian, Joe, Matteo Macosu, scored the only goal for the Montreal Impact in their win over Houston with Drogba suspended. He's on loan from Bologna, and boy, I tell you, the Canadian teams, Dick, are doing very well this year in MLS and certainly making it very exciting for all the fans, both in Canada and the U.S.
It's great when that is the case. And as you rightly mentioned, you know, the fact that Vancouver are also having a good season. Montreal have this link with Bologna with regards to players. So obviously any players that are made available are going to go very well. And Joey Saputo always makes some very interesting signings when he goes on these shopping trips to Italy.
And certainly he's got the money and he's got and the kudos to Canadian fans, because they love the sports, so they attend the games, and they put their money where their mouth is, you know, and they support their team. And I remember a year ago, Toronto wasn't doing too well. They they were packing the house, and then they you know, they had a little you know, diminished attendance, but now they're back right where they belong. And they're winning, and winning is the key to everything.
It helps when you have the best player in the league, arguably, in Giovinco, just tearing it up. He's just very exciting to watch, and it's going to be it'll be fun to see what happens as the season progresses. But, Dick, as always, thanks very much for being with us. Good luck to Everton this weekend. I'm sure I'd love to see them give Spurs
The same thing with the Blues. And good signing, Gwen. Good signing by Juve, Joe. So you must be happy as well, the way things are shaping up for the upcoming season.
So far, so good. We don't know. Still the deal is not done with Pogba, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens next week. Thanks a lot, Dick. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, guys. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Scout.
It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We hear Dick every week on our show with the International Report. Coming up in a little while, we'll have Michael Lewis talk about the Olympic Games and the U.S. Women's National Team. But next up, it's the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilley, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash return from the Olympic break and play their final home match of the season on Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. internationals Morgan Bryan and FIFA World Player of the Year Carly Lloyd. It's the annual Project Pink match where the Flash will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the match, with the proceeds going to support breast cancer research. Get your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK. Or go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Rochester Rhinos go on the road for a very important match this Saturday night against the USL leaders Louisville City, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Go to USLSoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return home next Saturday, August 20th at 6 p.m. to take on Pittsburgh on Golisano Children's Hospital Night, supporting the hospital's Give to Kids campaign. Bring the entire family to meet all of your favorite mascots and superheroes at the match. Purchase your Rhinos tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
When you have a growing family, other things in your life start getting bigger too, like your home.
Can't wait for the new deck!
What?
And especially your bills.
That'll be $249.86.
Oh.
But with Allstate, the amount you can save is getting bigger too. Because right now, when you bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, and more, you can save up to 30%.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and we're very happy to be joined now by the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. And Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos will be back at Rochester Rhino Stadium next Saturday, August 20th, against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, starting at 6 o'clock. It's Golisano Children's Hospital Night. The mascots will be there, and also superheroes will be in attendance. So it's a great time to take the kids out and for an exciting Rochester Rhinos match and to enjoy the entertainment that's going to be going on that night as well. 454-KICK is the number to call for tickets, or go to rhinosoccer.com. And Bob, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, Bob. And Joe's back with us as well.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing okay. Please accept my condolences, my personal condolences for the loss of your father.
Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it was difficult. You know, still think about him constantly, but, you know, it's the memories are helping me get through, and, you know, it was tough, but, you know, just trying to stay busy right now.
Unfortunately, something that we all go through one time or another, and it affects a lot of people in different ways, but at the end, it's just a course of life that we die, and in the meantime, we have to give the best that we do, and get because love is something that it only while you're alive, not when you're dead.
Yeah, it's nice to have the team, you know, because my dad was such a big fan, you know, and so he want me to be busy just trying to get the guys ready here at the end of the season to go into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's certainly a lot of big matches coming up, Bob, and I know he's watching down over you, just like all of the former Rhinos and the Lancer players who are no longer with us. They all of them sure have a front row seat to all the matches that take place here in Rochester. So the last couple of games, split at home, 1-1, 1-1, but I think the team really played well both matches. Richmond, you know, sometimes the ball just doesn't go in the back of the net. The flash in a match just like that recently against Kansas City, where they were all over them, they couldn't put the ball in the net, and this time we had a missed penalty, two posts, and Richmond got one good look at a free kick and scored on it. But Saturday's match was definitely a dominant performance against Wilmington, and Thomas Gomez didn't have to make a save during the match, and it was an excellent performance there.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost once in our last 10, and, you know, that Richmond game was a tough game to lose. I thought it was one of our better performances over 90 minutes for the year, and, you know, I worried a little how that would affect us, you know, going into the Wilmington game, and to see our guys, you know, even after playing Wednesday and having a tough loss at home, respond so well right from the start against Wilmington was real positive. You know, they didn't play, so they were rested. It was a big game for them, and we just got on top of them right from the start. I think, you know, the mentality's there. You know, we've had a few more draws than we would have liked, but, you know, I think we really have played well the last 10 games or so, and we're getting better. You know, we're more complete. It was nice to see, you know, a couple of guys that Chase Miller and Michel Dillavogie got their first starts, and I thought both of them. Michel's played a bit because he's been here longer, but it was his first start in the league. I think he started a couple of the Open Cup matches, but I thought both of them played very well. And I thought, you know, we came out on the front foot right from the beginning. So, you know, a lot to build on. We obviously have a tough game coming up this weekend against Louisville. But, you know, these are the games now that you're building towards the playoffs. And, you know, I think we're more prepared than ever. At this point, we're in a good place. It's just we got to keep grinding away. The games at the end of the season are always difficult. And, you know, we got to muscle our way through some of these games, get some results so that we give ourselves the best chance going into the playoffs.
You mentioned Chase Miller. He's the new Rhino signing that came on the team last week. I was very impressed by him, especially on Saturday. He was very hustled back up and down the field and helped to set up that second goal with a good hustle play, getting the ball forward. And tell us about him and what he brings to the team.
Just really gritty, you know, and he's a smart kid. You know, I thought early in the game, you know, he was adapting, adjusting, you know, to the speed of play. He's been training with us for probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks at this point. But we've been out of town, and this was the first game where, you know, he was in the lineup. Well, it was the second, I guess, he was on the bench for the Richmond game. But he, you know, in practice, you know, he's very focused. He reads the game well. You know, and like I said, I think as he got comfortable in the game, his performance was getting better and better. You know, by the middle of the first half, he looked comfortable. In the second half, I thought he played extremely well. So, you know, that's a real bright spot, especially with Marcos Ugarte going down a little while ago. We were looking for a little bit more depth at outside back. And, you know, recently Dom Samuels played well there, Ryan James and Bradley Camden. You know, so now we feel like we've actually got competition at those outside back positions. And, you know, it's made us stronger defensively in general, but we're also getting contributions from these guys going forward.
Bob, just based upon, you know, your remarks, I think that you have built a team that you can rely on, that you can choose in any game a different system and different plays. My question to you is this, you know, based upon the little bit of experience that I had, you know, in my past, there are those people that, you know, they sit on the bench and they don't complain, and there are those who think that they should be better over there. And but you seem to have this under control because you rotate players. Is that one of your strategy to keep everybody happy?
Yeah, well, I think in our league, you're trying to move players' careers forward, and they need opportunities. When you have, you know, younger players, they're hungry for those opportunities. You know, there was a stretch there. We didn't rotate a lot, but I was just trying to bring some stability. And you know, but I think as the confidence has grown here, you know, we had a good start to the season, but I think our schedule was a bit easier early on. And then we hit a rough patch where we kind of had to slow down, tighten some things up defensively, get more possession of the ball, and build that confidence. And I think that transition phase, you know, went really well. And credit to the guys. During some of those games, I didn't flip-flop as many players. You know, you can see in the last 10 games we've been, you know, Canardo Forbes has been in the middle of the park through that whole stretch. And, you know, up top we keep playing Dos Santos and Valesky, even though we can play with one up top, two up top. But we've kept those guys in there, and they're starting to build some synergy and some chemistry between each other. And we had to kind of, you know, solidify things, but credit to the guys. You know, some of the guys that didn't play as much have kept working, and when we've had to plug them in, they've done a good job. And, you know, I think you need depth. I mean, we won last year because we had a ton of depth and a ton of quality throughout our squad. We've talked to our guys. Look, we're younger than last year. We're a little less experienced. And we've had to work really hard to build that into the team, and we're starting to see a lot of progress from some of these guys that have been working hard in training. And to know that we have them going forward here the last 10 games and or eight games and playoffs, hopefully we still got to qualify for playoffs, but it's important. And I know we're a lot stronger now than we were at the beginning of the year. But the players deserve credit because, you know, they all want to play. You know, I believe in having depth throughout your roster. I think it helps in training. It helps when you get injuries. And it does keep guys with a positive attitude when they're getting chances. And we always talk about you got to earn those chances. But, you know, we also want to show we have confidence in the guys. And it's nice when we put some guys in there, when we know we have some tired legs. The other night, Mike Garzy and Sean Tosh could have played. They both could have played, and they were ready to play. But both of them, their knees, you know, weren't 100% fit, and we decided, you know, we're not going to risk it. We're gonna tweak the lineup a little bit, and we were able to do it, and we still came out with a strong performance and got a good result. So I know you see those things, Joe, and, you know, I think I'm really proud of this group that they're showing flexibility as well, because we've done a lot of different things, and I think we do have some versatility, which we had in last year's club, more naturally than this year's, but I think this year's club is starting to be able to pose different problems and play in different ways that, you know, it may help us. It may give us an advantage somewhere down the line.
Rhinos in action this Saturday at Louisville City, the top team in the USL, 7:30 kickoff, and back home next Saturday, 6 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds for Golisano Children's Hospital night. Bob, good luck this weekend against Louisville, and bring home 3 points.
So, hey, thank you. Sorry I didn't let you guys ask a few more questions. But
That's okay.
We'll have you on again soon. You teed me up. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
It's Bob Lilly here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll talk U.S. soccer, the U.S. women's national team, MLS, the U.S. Open Cup, and more here on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé,
Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos go on the road for a very important match this Saturday night against the USL leaders Louisville City, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Go to uslsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return home next Saturday, August 20th at 6 p.m. to take on Pittsburgh on Golisano Children's Hospital Night, supporting the hospital's Give to Kids campaign. Bring the entire family to meet all of your favorite mascots and superheroes at the match. Purchase your Rhinos tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experience staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Western New York Flash return from the Olympic break and play their final home match of the season on Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. Internationals Morgan Bryan and FIFA World Player of the Year Carly Lloyd. It's the annual Project Pink match where the Flash will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the match, with the proceeds going to support breast cancer research. Get your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK or go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by the Van Bortle Auto Group. Kitty Van Bortle voted this year's Time Magazine Car Dealer of the Year. So if you need a new car or a used car, you know where to go. The Van Bortle Auto Group. VanBortleCars.com is the website. Check it out and visit Kitty Van Bortle and tell her you heard about the dealership on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Not only that, I drive a car. I drive a Van Bortle car, and I go over there to get service, and you cannot believe. You can have coffee. You got a great atmosphere. You got great people servicing your car. So Van Bortle is the place to go to buy your cars.
And we appreciate Kitty Van Bortle and their dealership supporting us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, how's it going?
I'm okay. An interesting game last night, to say the least.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking about the New York Red Bulls and the LA Galaxy. Now, maybe the Red Bulls and New York City FC is now the new rivalry, but that rivalry goes back a long way. And, boy, Jesse Marsh was not a happy camper after that, during that match and after that match. He was sent off, and many people will say justifiably so, because he was upset after two penalty calls were not made and the match ended in a 2-2 tie. Not what the Red Bulls wanted.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, I try and look at things with a middle-of-the-road attitude. And quite frankly, I thought Gonzalo Varone was fouled in the area, and they should have awarded a penalty kick right then and there. Can't take it back right now. It's unfortunate for the Red Bulls, who have other issues, obviously, with players going down with injuries. But I think Jesse Marsh has to watch on his reaction, because I think referees now know that he's going to get excited on the sidelines, and I think he could be focused on by referees in the future if he doesn't watch his conduct. That's something that he's going to have to tame. I don't know if what he was doing was part of an act to get attention from the referee, but now he's sort of like a marked man, and he's got to watch it. And he even has to watch his statements as well, too.
Here, talk to Popovich.
I was thinking of the same thing, Mike. You just described Popovich, you know, demeanor and in his career as a coach, and that I was associated with. I think he was a marked man, really. And I think they looked at him. They looked at his demeanor at the bench. They looked when he was getting up, consequently, they had his number as well.
Listen, we all have our moments, no doubt about it. We all get excited, peeved, whatever. But I think you've got to pick your spots, and we'll see what happens in future games when calls go against the Red Bulls, whether or not Jesse Marsh reacts like that. Because after a while, it's going to be water off a duck's back. Oh, he's doing it again, and I think game officials will ignore him, even if he has a very, very good case on a particular call or play. And I know there's so much more to talk about, and I know the clock is ticking. I shouldn't be talking too much about
Jesse
Marsh's
reaction. You read my mind, Mike. I'll tell you, we're all in sync tonight on the show. We got so much to talk about. The Olympic Games. The U.S. women play Colombia tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and they should win the game and win the group. But what's coming in the knockout stage could be very, very interesting for the U.S. because the quarterfinal, we could see a match against Australia, who are certainly a formidable team, or a great storyline match against Sweden, who are coached by former U.S. national team coach Pia Sundhage. If they get by that match, a match with the host country Brazil is looming, and that would be a match for the ages, because right now the Brazilian women are looking awfully good. And
No doubt about it. I watched the Brazil-Sweden game on Saturday night, and they dismantled Sweden. And Sweden's a good team. You know, they're not an also-land team. They're not a team up on the rise. And, you know, Pia usually has very well-organized teams on and off the field, and that was a stunning result. I think the weather, the heat and humidity got to the Swedes, but still, that was a call to the rest of the field that the Brazilian women are a team to be reckoned with, no doubt.
And we'll see what happens. The U.S. The quarterfinals will take place later this week, and we'll see where the U.S. gets placed against. It'll be a third place match against either the Group E or Group F third place team. The other thing, quick, Michael, the U.S. Open Cup is going to be on national TV on ESPN2 tomorrow. It's the New England against Chicago, and then Wednesday it's L.A. against FC Dallas.
Yeah, if you're asking for predictions for me, I'm going to take New England over Chicago. And I think Bruce Arena is going to find a way to get the right lineup and the right team to boost the Galaxy into the finals, into next month's finals. That's just my gut feeling. Of course, I've been wrong before, but I'll go with those two teams.
And the winner goes to the CONCACAF Champions League next year, so... Mike, we got to leave it there. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking to you again next Monday as we hopefully talk about the U.S. women going for the gold.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike, and have a good time in New York.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
And that's going to do it for our show tonight. Boy, think time just flies when you're having fun, right, Joe?
I know. It's just it's great to be back. And like I said, my compliment to you. And Let's look forward to next week and great soccer.
A lot of things to talk about next week. Be sure to join us then. Thanks to Bob Lilly, head coach of the Rhinos, Casey Nucci at the Rhinos for setting that up. Rhinos are at Louisville Saturday at 7:30. Back home next Saturday against Pittsburgh, 6 p.m. 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com for tickets. Flash at home on August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash with Kari Lloyd and Morgan Bryan for the Project Pink match. 271-KICK or wnyflash.com for tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One and out then.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.